All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California coach Mike Montgomery, and the Cal Golden Bears are home with Utah and Colorado this week. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
No Bud Withers for you today.
Oh, where's Bud?
Root canal.
I feel like what I'm having.
And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Zimmerman with Pac-12.com.
Hi, Coach. Against the Arizona schools this week, your team was giving up around 50%, I think, to both teams. Is that concerning to you, and what needs to change on that front?
Yes, and we need to play better defense.
Was there anything specifically that you'd like to
change?
Yeah,
they're pretty good. They're pretty good teams.
And Richard Solomon, can you just
struggling.
Go through the development over the last few years, I suppose?
I'm sorry?
Can you go through his development and what you've seen improve, especially this season, from him?
Well, early on he was really good. He's been struggling lately. I mean, there's a lot of big, strong centers in the league. Pshinsky, 7'3", Tarzewski, big and strong, and he's given up a lot of weight and strength to those guys and getting bounced around a little bit. But he's matured in every aspect of his life, just basketball in the classroom, and real pleased with him.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Kinsel with the Denver Post.
Mike, some of the other coaches believe that the Pac-12 is stronger than it has been in recent years. If you concur, where do you think that strength lies?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. Recent years, I mean, we had a period there where it was pretty down. You know, you'd have to go back. We've had a lot of good teams over the years, but I think that there's been some teams that have taken real advantage of the transfer rule and been able to bring in veteran quality players immediately that have bolstered their ranks. Haven't had as many kids in the last couple of years leave one and done type deals, so that you're keeping some of your better players around. Got a lot of good young coaches that are building programs. It's just a combination of a lot of things, and some people are putting some resources into their basketball. So I think that across the board, it's very, very good this year. You know, you'd be hard pressed to find a team that can't win a game on any given night.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Doug Hallow with Arizona Republic.
Mike, in your opinion, who's been the conference's best defensive player this year?
Oh, boy, I don't know. that's a tough question. I don't really have an answer to that right now. I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, capable defenders. Most of them are long arm, good athletes, guys willing to put some effort into it. But I don't have a specific person to give to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star one.
Last chance for any questions. Going once, twice. That's it, Mike. Thanks for
all
your
right.
time.
Yeah,
see you next
bet.
Week. All right.